There are many promises that God gives us regarding prayer. And remember in the 15th chapter of John, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. And I think there it's praying and asking is an evidence that you are abiding. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask. And a prayerful life, I think, is an indication that you are abiding in him. And his word is abiding in you, and you are in that living relationship with him. But this verse in Mark has been a very wonderful verse to me. In the authorized version, it's what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. The punctuation in the authorized is quite different. It says, what things soever ye desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But the correct pronunciation, I believe, is what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And there's a great deal of difference. I remember Dick Halverson, when he was at the Hollywood First Press, teaching men every week. One week he asked, how many of you fellows would like to be a millionaire? And they all raised their hands, every one of them. So Dick says, all right, and he read that scripture. He says, what things soever you desire when you pray. So you have this desire and begin praying about it and see if you still have that desire. So after several weeks, and they were supposed to be praying regarding this, he asked the same group of men, how many now desire to be a millionaire? And there was only one person. All the rest of them, that desire had disappeared while they were praying. What things soever you desire when you pray. And that one man was a true man, and he became a millionaire. But he had that desire even when he was praying, but the others, that desire was gone completely. And I think this is very true with us. We might have desires, but when you pray about them, or that particular desire, they're not so important after all. And you realize that probably that is not the will of God for you, but what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And I think that's a very wonderful verse to just know. And in the New English Bible here, it says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. When you stand praying, if you have a grievance against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you the wrongs you have done. And we were mentioning, or somebody mentioned just a few minutes ago, the very important factor of forgiveness. Bitterness is a very dangerous thing. And when there isn't a spirit of forgiveness, then bitterness can quickly come in. And I have said over and over again that bitterness is much more serious than cancer. We just hear the word cancer and we're frightened. And we realize what a terrible disease it is. But we do not consider bitterness in the same category. But I believe deep conviction in my own heart that bitterness and unforgiveness is much worse than cancer. It says, take heed lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. When my Helen knew she had malignant cancer and had to have chemotherapy, I was with her at the doctor's, and she had one question. The doctor, she said, can I give this cancer to David? Or is it that which I can pass on to somebody else? And the doctor said, no, there's no way that you can pass this cancer on to your husband or anybody else. It's not infectious, in other words. But bitterness is entirely different. It not only troubles you, but it's very infectious. and you can pass it on to other people. And many become defiled or infected with that bitterness. And I see it much too often where there's bitterness in the heart towards an individual or towards a group, and it troubles the individual, but it infects those around about you. So I think one of the important things in prayer is if there is anything in your heart, any grievance or unforgiveness, then you need to take care of it very quickly and keep short accounts. And if you have grieved someone else, then I think you have to go to that individual and just confess that you have done so and so and so, and apologize and ask for forgiveness. And only those against whom you have sinned or whom you have offended have the power or the right to forgive you. And so I think forgiveness along with it is very, very important. Then there's also intercession, and I was mentioning the other day to a group, maybe some of you were there, intercession, I feel more and more, is not our placing our burden upon him, but he putting his burden on us. Somebody asked me today, well, when I'm praying for you, what shall I pray for? And I says, well, the Lord probably will know my needs, and if it's something desperate, he'll probably lay that burden on you, and you can pray for me and intercede together with him. And many, many times in history and in church history, as well as today, you might wake up in the middle of the night with a burden on your heart to pray for somebody. You have no idea why, but it's the Lord placing his burden on you, and you're interceding together with him. And you might not know what it is at all, but the Lord does. And in due time, you'll find out also what it is. You might ask them later on and find out that they were in desperate need at that particular time, and the Lord was interceding for them and allowed you to join him in a spirit or in intercession. Does that make sense? It's been a very precious thing to me.
Especially for missionaries.
Especially for missionaries, yes, because they can face death and unable to even let you know. When we were in Sumatra, this is before the Second World War, and my brother-in-law, Hubert Mitchell, lost his wife. There was no way to correspond at that particular time. Don't know all the reasons now, but we couldn't even notify the folks in America, and it was 6 weeks before they knew that Helen had died. His wife's name was Helen. But during that period, there were many folks who had great burdens in their heart to pray for us. And they interceded for us, not knowing just exactly why, but here we were. And Helen, my Helen then, was mother to a little newborn baby plus five other children. The oldest was 8. And she needed a lot of prayer right on the equator. And we learned that during that time, there were many, many people who were interceding and praying for us. So when you have a burden in your heart to pray for somebody, whether it be in the daytime or at night, don't just put it off. I think it's the Lord placing his burden upon you and allowing you to intercede and pray together with him. And even though you do not know what it's all about, you can make mention of him or her in your prayers by name and praying, and God will answer your cry. And I find that's very, very important. But getting back to the one little verse, what things soever you desire when you pray. Many things we might desire. But when you pray, do you still have that great desire? Then believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them.